Penguin Random House Audio presents Murder Under the Mistletoe by Sherry Lynn. Read for you by Katie Shore. This book is dedicated to those who may be struggling during the holiday season. You're not alone. My prayer is that you find escape and joy within these pages and have faith that better times are coming. Chapter 1. The scent of pine boughs permeated the dining room of the Salty Breeze Inn, and the cheery sound of Andy Williams singing Happy Holiday filled the air. Meanwhile, a crackling wood fire, built in the original stone-stacked fireplace, kept everyone toasty warm, despite the room's tall timber ceiling. Kinsley Clark looked away from the festive group of volunteer elves and smiled when she noticed her best friend, Becca, enter the room, plucking snowflakes from her long, dark hair. Becca brushed the hint of snow off her wool coat.
"You made it," Kinsley said.
Becca's grin grew wide as Kinsley moved to welcome her. "And just in time, too. We could use you at the ribbon station."
"Ribbon station? I hope you have someone who can teach me how to tie bows, otherwise you might be in trouble."
Becca's golden eyes, which mimicked the center of a sunflower, twinkled. She slipped out of her coat and hung it on the back of a nearby chair before greeting Kinsley with a half hug.
"I'm just glad you're here and safe with us now.
It looks like the snow started already, huh?" Kinsley asked before the two took a step closer to the table.
"Yeah, and it's really sticking out there, faster than the weather forecaster predicted."
Becca's salon-groomed brows fell into a frown.
"Not sure I'm ready for winter to rear its ugly head just yet. We haven't even finished our leftover turkey from Thanksgiving."
"Hey now, 'tis the season," Kinsley elbowed her friend playfully.
"Life in Harborside, Maine can't be all warm, sunny beach days," she added.
"Besides, don't you just love the first snow? It puts everyone in the holiday spirit."
"Which is exactly what we need right about now to prepare for the upcoming boat parade. Next weekend will be here before you know it. I promised the town council I'd have Harborside fully decorated by then, as it's the town's official holiday kickoff party. And I will deliver on that promise."
Kinsley pumped an excited fist into the air. Becca gestured to the group gathered around the table.
"Yeah, looks like you rounded up a good group of volunteers to help this year. I'm sure you'll get it all done."
"I did. I actually had to turn volunteers away. Everyone loves the process of helping create these kissing balls that I use to decorate the town."
"Fa-la-la-la-la, 'tis the season for help and cheer. I just love this time of year," Kinsley crooned.
"I wish I could share in your enthusiasm and holiday spirit. I just had my third cancellation this week."
"I'm feeling a little bummed," Becca admitted.
"Unfortunately, things tend to hit a lull for the real estate biz during the holidays, as snowy winter weather doesn't exactly make clients all that excited to pack up and move." Becca lowered her voice again and leaned into Kinsley.
"Which isn't exactly helping my purse strings and my upcoming Christmas shopping list, if you know what I mean. I might just need a second job to get me through this winter," she sighed.
"Look no further if it's work you're wanting, because I could use some extra hands at Seascapes. That is, if you're up for it. Besides Harborside needing Christmas decorations, I have several clients lined up who've requested that I prep for their holiday gatherings too. Seems people are just too busy to handle it this year. They're asking for their trees to be put up and their homes to look festive. Honestly, I was wondering how I would get it all done."
"You might even find a few new real estate clients out of the deal."
"The job's yours if you want it," Kinsley shrugged.
"Really? I mean, you're already paying Adam, aren't you?"
Becca said, nodding in his direction. "You can't afford to add me to the payroll too, can you?" Kinsley lowered her voice to match Becca's.
"Well, technically, yeah, Adam's getting paid for today, but that's mainly to help Alice. I can't bear to think of his mother as a single mom handling everything on her own this time of year. Harborside's an expensive place to live, and it can't be easy for her. I know Adam gives his mom a portion of his salary, but don't tell him I told you how endearing he is. He does? Aw, what a sweetheart. Becca nodded. I knew you had a keeper with him. Kinsley ushered them farther out of earshot. Anyway, I love bringing the community together to craft the kissing balls, and I really do appreciate the help. But they're not doing the heavy lifting. I still need to hang them and decorate the entire town. Between the profits that the town puts aside to pay seascapes and the extra clients, there's more than enough work to go around. So not to worry, my friend. I've got you covered. She nudged her friend playfully again with her elbow. Becca still didn't look overly convinced, so Kinsley continued. None of that frowny face. I don't want you to stress, especially over the holidays. It's the best time of the year. Kins, you're sweeter than your aunt's Christmas cookies. There's no doubt about it. Becca threw her arm around her and gave a light squeeze. I'll gladly take the job. Decorating sure does put me in the spirit, and it'll be fun. Plus the best part? I get to hang out with you. Kinsley was glad that her good business fortune could help out her friend and put a glowing smile on her face. Kinsley's landscape and garden business, based out of the caretaker's cottage behind her Aunt Tilly's Salty Breeze Inn, kicked into high gear during the winter months. She was solely responsible for all of the town's seasonal decor, using mostly natural elements found locally in Maine, and it was quite a production. Therefore, Kinsley had convinced her Aunt Tilly to let her use the inn the weekend after Thanksgiving to coordinate all her decorating efforts. In turn, she would transform the Salty Breeze Inn into a magical holiday destination that would make guests want to linger. It was a win-win for both of them, and the only weekend of the entire year the inn was closed to the public. I'm so glad you're here to help this year, Kinsley repeated, taking Becca by the arm and leading her back to the rest of the group. We need you here, right, guys? Kinsley looked around the long dining room table and added, you all remember my friend Becca. A bunch of greetings ensued as folks stopped what they were doing to welcome Becca with a wave, nod, or hello. The group of volunteers were already busy creating the Christmas kissing balls that would be used all over Harborside. The kissing balls, which were made up of round clusters of greenery, were making a comeback. Traditionally, they originated from the 17th century and hung from entryways and doorways within a home, so that everyone who passed beneath one would be gifted with blessings and good tidings. Over the centuries, they eventually became a replacement for mistletoe. They were crafted from rosemary, thyme, and mistletoe, symbolizing love and devotion. Kinsley chose to use more traditional pine branches native to Maine, though, such as cedar, fir, white pine, and boxwood. This made it a more symbolic tradition for the town. These beautiful orbs would soon be hung from the light posts on Main Street and sprinkled around the town of Harborside, including at the wharf and marina. Oh, Becca, did I overhear you say Kinsley is sweeter than my holiday cookies? She is pretty special. Aunt Tilly beamed as she crossed the room with a freshly baked plate of Christmas cookies. I can't say I disagree with you, but you'll have to taste one and see for yourself. These just happen to be topped with a kiss. You heard that? Becca said, astonished, as a French manicured hand flew to her chest. Her ears are like a bat's. Don't let her age fool you, Kinsley said with a giggle. The woman's amazing. Someone's got a birthday coming up real soon, too. Aunt Tilly's turning 63 in a few weeks. We'll have to plan a party. Tilly clucked her tongue. Oh, none of that. When you get to be my age, you don't need a party to remind you that the clock is ticking. She set the cookies on the table in front of the group of volunteers. Here, Becca, have one. She further encouraged, gesturing with her outstretched hand. Hopefully this should make your effort of driving in the snow worth it, she added, shining as brightly as a Christmas star atop a tree. Kinsley's aunt clearly loved the holiday season, too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?